cut and run and run and run.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The Fed boldly cut interest rates yesterday and sparked a thunderous rally in stock markets around the world. The Dow soared 2.5%, its biggest percentage increase since 2003. Meantime, the S&P and the NASDAQ each jumped nearly 3%. Overnight in Tokyo, the Nikkei surged the most in more than 5 years, climbing more than 3.5%. Stocks in Hong Kong were up 4%. And in Europe, the major markets are each up about 2% this morning. The Fed took an aggressive step in preventing a recession by slashing its key lending rate a half point. But critics are worried the move may accelerate inflation. The dollar fell to a new low against the euro, and gold rallied to a 28-year high. Let's bring in Adrian Ashe. He is market commentator for the London-based gold trading firm Bullion Vault. Adrian, how do you see things?
I think there's an awful lot of inflation building up in the pipeline up ahead. Crude oil prices give the lie to that. I think wheat prices also. Wheat prices are at record highs now. Base metals are rising again. Official government currencies, not just the dollar, are not going to provide much of a safety net against the rise in prices that we're going to be seeing very soon.
So with the people to whom you're speaking this morning, what is their reaction to the decision by the Fed yesterday? Is there a general sense in Europe that the U.S. is now reinflating another bubble?
I think that looks like the Fed's game plan. If you look at the reaction on the Dow Jones and the S&P yesterday, huge jump. Equity investors are clearly very happy that the Federal Reserve seems determined to try and keep the money bubble running on. But if you look at what the bond market is saying, longer-dated U.S. Treasury bond debt, that has started to fall. So longer-term interest rates are rising for the dollar right now, even as the Fed is cutting at the front.
Adrian Ashe is market commentator for Bullion Vault in London. Adrian, thanks so much for talking with us.
Not at all. You're very welcome, Doug.
There's been no shortage of finger-pointing during the cleanup of this mortgage mess. A lot of anger has been focused at the agencies responsible for rating the credit worthiness of those investments, firms like Moody's. Now the company may change how it issues ratings, but critics dismiss the move as an attempt to ward off new regulation. Bob Moon has more.
Do you believe? Then place your hands over your investment portfolio and declare your faith in the ones who swear to its goodness.
The ratings business, as it stands today, is a quasi-religion that does not have any more to offer than that.
Sylvan Raines is a former Moody's analyst, now with R&R Consulting. He's not impressed with Moody's promises of self-reform. Raines says the agencies need an industry-wide investment valuation standard to replace their faith-based rankings.
Investors have been confused for years, in fact, decades. We need to unconfuse them. The people who rate them have to use a single method.
The vow of self-reform also doesn't satisfy Ohio's Attorney General Mark Dan, who has little faith the industry will address its most serious conflicts.
Right now, it's all about getting business, and you don't get business from investment banks unless they're able to issue bonds, and you don't get paid as a bond rating agency until the bonds are issued, and so the incentives are all backwards.
Dan says it's already clear voluntary compliance hasn't worked. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Siemens. From strengthened urban infrastructures to sustainable environmental solutions to advanced healthcare technology, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees are providing solutions for America. By the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org. And by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring the Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series exploring diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of heart disease through science and technology, premiering on PBS in October.
In Las Vegas, gambling is a way of life, except when it comes to one precious commodity, water. Nevada is last in the nation when it comes to rainfall. Add rising temperatures and falling Rocky Mountain snowpacks, and Vegas has been in a decade-long drought. Well, now Sin City is trying to get residents to use less water. And not surprisingly, one initiative offers payouts to those who conserve. Stacey Vanek-Smith takes a look.
Las Vegas gets its water from the Colorado River. So do seven states and Mexico. The city's share is falling because the Colorado has dropped 20% since last year. Las Vegas diverts its dwindling share of the Colorado to nearby Lake Mead. The lake is now less than half full.
You can actually see a white bathtub ring around the lake, which demarks where the water once was.
Southern Nevada Water Authority spokeswoman Nicole Lease.
We actually receive 90% of our water from Lake Mead, so this really is our lifeblood.
The booming city needs more water than ever. More than 200 people move to Las Vegas every day. Currently, about 60% of the city's water is used to soak lawns. So Las Vegas started its so-called Cash for Grass program. It pays people up to $2 per square foot to rip out water-sucking sod and replace it with things like cactus plants and bushes that don't need much water. Getting rid of all that green has cost the city well over $100 million. But it's been a great investment, says Doug Bennett, conservation manager for the Water Authority.
We find that this is very cost-effective, even paying people as much as $2 per square foot.
Bennett says that's because conservation is cheaper than finding new sources of water. So far, Cash for Grass has gotten Las Vegas residents to uproot about 90 million acres of lawn, a savings of 5 billion gallons of water a year. Las Vegas's Angel Park Golf Course is ripping out 70 acres of grass. Golf carts now rumble through a desert landscape. Course Superintendent Bill Rorit says they couldn't have done it without the Cash for Grass program.
To take out 70 acres of turf was more than we could financially handle.
Rorit expects the new landscaping will cut water use by 20%. And he says golfers actually like it.
We're in the desert. It looks like we're playing on a desert golf course.
Drought-stricken areas from San Diego to Australia have come to check out the Cash for Grass program. Last month, Mesa, Arizona kicked off its own version of the plan. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.